I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. From the first verse that we read there in Job to verse 28 is a progression. It's like climbing up a ladder. The first thing you want to do is acquaint yourself with him. Amen. You know, you don't just start, you know, spouting out words. Amen. And it's not based upon or stemming from a relationship. Amen. Amen. Adam and Eve were to dominate and rule the Garden of Eden, but how and the earth, but it was stemming from their relationship with God, their intimacy with God. Amen. They were not working apart from God. They were working with God. Amen. This is important. The word that Jeremiah, in Ezra, the word that Jeremiah, that was in his mouth, was the word that God gave him. Amen. But you see, Jeremiah had to speak it out. Amen. When Jeremiah spoke it out, it gave God legal right to stir up Cyrus. As John Wesley says, man without God cannot, and God without man will not. So if you're stuck, it ain't God's fault. Amen. Tell somebody, activate your voice. Prophetic realms are areas where God has given us mastery, dominion, and rulership. It's the prophetic realms. You got to stop following all this distracting stuff they call science, but it's not science. Amen. It's corrupted science. Amen. It's stemming from the corrupt carnal mind of men. So don't, you know, people, well, follow the science. No, that science is messed up. Amen. That science is not following the laws of physics. Amen. This is the laws of physics. Amen. There's no distinction between the Bible and science. The distinction is that corrupt minds got a hold of this, and they have an agenda that they're trying to make it contrary to the Word of God, but it's a lie. And it stems from evolution, which is a lie from the pit of hell. Because we did not evolve, God created. That's why they miss it. God said, light be, let us create the man. And Adam was not a little baby, a little embryo, he was a grown man. So the chicken came before the egg. So it stops right there. You can stop right there and follow science and physics, the laws of physics, because they agree. Amen. Amen. So, it's important that we understand that so much of this is skewed. It's like philosophy versus the Bible. I studied philosophy in college. I was very philosophical. But, you know, in hindsight, I can see that philosophy was like a black hole. Yeah. Amen. You could keep philosophizing till the cows came home. Amen. And never really had. See, that was just opinion. Amen. It was no basis of truth. Amen. There was nothing to chew on. Sark, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, you name it. Opinion. But then when you get a hold of the Word of God, amen. See, the Word of God is different. Amen. Jesus said, my word is spirit. Amen. And is life. See, philosophy will tickle your intellect and curiosity. The Word of God goes into your spirit. It'll deal with the real you. Amen. So prophetically, that. See, there are prophetic realms, and in order to move forward, you must stay on a prophetic edge. Prophetic realms are areas, again, where God had, in these realms, God has given us mastery, dominion, and rulership. That's where war is waged.
Amen.
Not arguing facts, and because all that stuff is skewed.
Yes.
It's messed up. It's man's opinion. So we are prophetic agents, powerful and anointed by God. As you grow prophetically, you're going to begin to notice something. You're going to begin to notice a new level of awareness. I know it's happening already. This year, 2022, is a year of great awakening.
Amen.
There are realms of the spirit in you that are going to be awakened.
Amen.
They've been there all the time, but it's a Kairos time, and God's going to awaken it. And you're going to see, you know, what God has been doing down through the years and how he's brought you to where you are. So as we grow prophetically, you'll begin to see or notice a new awareness of spiritual and supernatural things that are developing in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They are developing. God's working this thing out. And he's going to start to allow you to see it. There's an awareness coming. I prophesy to you this year, before this year is out, that your life is going to take on a new perspective.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of those Egyptian soldiers that you saw, you ain't going to see them no more.
Amen.
Some of the battles that have plagued you down through the years, those battles are over. I'm telling you, this is a year, even though the world is gloom and doom and getting darker and darker, our light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Everything is going to become magnified as you become more and more sensitive to Holy Spirit. Amen. I said everything's going to be magnified more and more of what God has done, what God is doing, and what God is going to do. Many are going to begin this year to see by the Spirit. They're going to begin to see what you can't see with the natural eye. And you're going to start hearing what you can't hear with the natural ears.
Amen.
Tell somebody, God's upgrading you. Some stuff's going to be demolished and rebuilt. Some things are going to be revived. Some things are going to be restored. But it's all about an upgrade.
Amen.
He's upgrading you to travel into supernatural dimensions and to access the power and anointings that are assigned to your life. Now, we're going to see what the world would deem to be impossible become possible, situations to change. Number one, we must speak.
Amen.
Tell somebody, no more silence of the Lamb.
No more silence of the Lamb.
We must speak, decree, declare, and prophesy the word of God until it manifests. In a sense, this is the voice within a voice. The voice within a voice. As Wesley says, it seems without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not. I like to call it, and many of you have heard this before, the word diastomos. It's the two-edged sword. The sword with two edges. God spoke it and sharpened a side of the sword. But when we speak it, like he said in Jeremiah, about Jeremiah in Ezra 1:1, God stirred the heart of Cyrus when Jeremiah spoke what God said. And see, if you don't, here's the travesty. If you don't, if you decide not to, God's going to find somebody to.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Remember Mordecai told Esther, if you think that you're going to escape, you and your house, don't think for a moment that you're going to escape. And if God needs to, he'll raise up someone from another quarter. To do what I've called you to do.
Amen.
Amen? So it's important that we understand this, because that word in our mouth, if we're going to see the impossible change, you got to speak, decree, proclaim, declare, prophesy. Amen. The word until it comes to pass, until you see it manifest.
Amen.
Tell someone, the word must be in your mouth. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. No thing. Nothing. But he revealed it. Or he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Why? God doesn't, see, it says God will do nothing. Get it back up. God will do nothing in the earth realm, but he reveals it, his secret, unto his servants, the prophets. Verse 8. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? This is the progression. This is how it works in the earth realm. This is how the kingdom manifests. This is how the purposes of God are established in the earth. Verse 7 again. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets unto the servants of the prophets. What do prophets do? What are prophets called to do? Yep. Is anybody here today? Speak. Why is it so important? Because God is illegal.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Now, I know that shakes some theologies, but God made himself illegal in the earth. In other words, God does nothing. We really need to grasp this and understand this so that we won't be idle.
Amen.
You know, evil's not going to take over the world except that people that know and people that are righteous do nothing.
Amen.
Or say nothing.
Amen. Amen.
Your voice needs to be heard. And I'm not talking about, you know, going and arguing with people. I mean, releasing your voice, that frequency, into the earth realm.
Amen.
All the atoms, all the invisible, all the stuff on the quantum level, all the physics, everything is made up of the same thing. And it will respond. Amen. That's how Jesus cursed the fig tree. He spoke to a tree.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.